The carving of this stele, or gravestone, mimics the facade of a temple enshrining a diminutive, if not humble, subject. Antiquities curator Claire Lyons.
The figure of the dog represents a small Maltese variety, and as you can see, it's somewhat chubby.
An affectionate inscription written in Latin describes the deceased, whose name was Helena, as foster daughter.
There has been debate whether the dog is actually named Helena, or this is simply a decoration on the stele, and the Helena refers to a female.
Could Helena have been a young slave, for example, and her favorite pet chosen to symbolically represent or accompany her after death?
I don't think the artist would have been quite so intent on representing a real dog at a real point in its life if it were simply a symbol or a decorative element on the stele. The inscription goes on to call Helena an animae incomparabili, that is, an incomparable soul, and bene merenti, well-deserving or praiseworthy soul. It seems clear from the sensitivity of the portrait and the fact that the little dog looks directly at you, this isn't just a generic dog. It's a portrait of a dog, an elderly dog, a dog who's given birth to pups and is clearly a beloved member of the family, one that was very much loved.